Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. At the bottom of the hour, former NFL scout and now the GM for the Our Lads NFL scouting, Dan Shanka.
Wow.
So he'll be great to talk to about the upcoming NFL draft. So keep it locked for that for sure. And Rob, I just want to say the score right now, 93-86 Warriors heading into the fourth quarter. Steph's got 14. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how 14? This works out. 14 points, wow. 7 assists, 7 rebounds. Yes. So, all right. Let's get into this, Rob. We talked about it briefly in the first hour with our guest. But Zach Wilson, who everybody seems to think is going to be the second pick of the draft, going to the Jets. Interesting story in The Athletic today. They talked to, you know, NFL evaluators, coaches, executives, GMs, things like that, scouts, guys that measure talent, who can play, who can't in the league. And the first two coaches, they gave positive feedback on Zach Wilson. But one coach, Rob, a quarterback's coach, all right, he said that he thinks Zach Wilson and the Jets is a bad marriage and that Zach is going to fail. Here it is. Quote, the good with Zach Wilson is really good, but the bad can be really, really bad. And when he goes to a bad team like the Jets and he's trying to win games, those are big concerns. To me, he's kind of like Patrick Mahomes coming out of college. Not a bad comparison. If you know, I'd love to be compared to Pat Mahomes. People think now about Mahomes, the quote goes on, as the Super Bowl winning quarterback and how great he is now. But coming out of Texas Tech, he was not this surefire guy. He was uber talented arm-wise, and he does a lot of stuff that is really sexy now, but he threw a lot of bad picks. And his decision-making, I thought, was really inconsistent. With Wilson, Zach Wilson, you see a lot of, why would he even try that? When he gets to the NFL, he's got to retool his game. And you're going to have to let him learn what he can throw and what he can't throw. But unlike Mahomes, Zach won't have Andy Reid to coach him and a year behind Alex Smith to learn from. I could see Zach being a Pro Bowl quarterback quickly, like Justin Herbert, or I could see him being like Drew Locke. If I had to bet money, I'd bet it doesn't work out for him with the Jets. Zach playing right away in that market with his style, woof, that'd make me really nervous. Now, Rob Parker, you know that market. New York, what do you think?
I think that's a long way. I don't know who the executive is or
quarterback coach. Yep.
Quarterback coach or what his history is or axe to grind or I have no idea. I just think that's a long way to go to try to figure out who's going to be good and you know, you got a new coach, new people there. This isn't Gase, Chris, where it was awful the last couple of years. I think this is just a reach to really figure out. I mean, as bad as the Jets are, we get it. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969, Chris. I get it. They did go to the AFC Championship game twice with Rex Ryan. That wasn't 100 years ago, was it?
Feels like it, but no, it wasn't.
But am I right, though? They went to Foxborough. They beat the Patriots, if you remember.
Right.
Who was the quarterback? Mark Sanchez.
They won a Super Bowl.
Right?
They won a Super Bowl, Rob.
Who?
The Jets.
That was in the 60s. I'm just talking
about. I know.
About,
I'm just saying. They won a Super Bowl.
Right. But my point is, like, don't act like nothing has worked there for 100 years. Go look around. Do your research. Do your homework. Try to find how many quarterbacks have four playoff road wins in their career. Four road playoff wins. Not a lot of people. The Jets did it during the run with Sanchez and Rex Ryan. My only point is, you know what? Him stepping out on the limb saying it ain't going to work for the Jets is easy, Chris. Anybody can say that. They haven't had enough success over the last number of years. They drafted Sam Darnold. That didn't work out with Gase. So for him to say that is not that big of a leap of jumping out there and saying, oh, this isn't going to work. Because most of the time, 50, 60% of the time, Chris, quarterbacks don't work out. That's just the reality of it. I don't care what you did in college. Most of them don't work out. I think more don't than do.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Trevor Lawrence, folks are raving about. Zach Wilson, folks are raving about. I was watching something the other day, Rob. They were just talking about one throw at the pro day, no less. One throw at a pro day, and they were making it legendary. And it was a great throw, but still,
come on. Right.
Like, you're not wearing pads. There's no defenders, not even defensive backs, all right? So Justin Fields, they're raving about. Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, they're raving about. All of a sudden, Mac Jones is the cat's meow. I mean, Rob, probably at least – three of these five dudes won't be that good. Am I wrong?
Right.
Probably at least three, and maybe four, or maybe all of them.
We just don't know. We really don't know who can adapt, whose game goes to the next level. It's hard to just say, oh, well, he had success in college. Trevor Lawrence might not work out. He won all those games.
He might not, right.
Maybe in that system, no matter what. I mean, and even – if you go back to, and they say since, right, a prospect since Peyton Manning, is that what they're talking about? Or Andrew Luck?
No, Andrew Luck.
But anyway, Peyton Manning, did he start out House of Fire, Chris? He threw a ton of interceptions. It was bad early on.
Right.
He got there and became a great quarterback and put up
great
numbers.
Well, now they aren't that patient. If he had a rookie year this year like he had.
Right.
Oh, I mean, granted, it was different at that time. I mean, you could actually
Peyton Manning's first 3 years, Chris, weren't great. Go look at the numbers.
You could hit. Well, remember, the numbers now, you know, I bet you can go to some of his numbers in his great years and they wouldn't look great as great now. You know what I'm saying? Because the numbers are so different nowadays. Interceptions mainly is the big thing. But the point is this. Here's what I'll say about this quote about Zach Wilson. I think, look, Robert Saleh, none of us know what kind of head coach he's going to be. But so far, the reviews are raving, right?
Right.
I mean, the players in San Francisco loved him. You know, everybody's talking very, you know, positively about him. So I think, you know, that's a positive. Joe Douglas did not choose Adam Gase. Joe Douglas seems okay. I mean, we'll see. But he seems solid. You know, you made a good point that it wasn't that long ago when they were actually one of the best teams in the AFC.
Yep.
So it's not this just horrible franchise that has never had any semblance of success. Right. And the other thing is this, Rob. Weren't they saying the same thing about Cincinnati and Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Don't you remember? Granted, they didn't win much, but Joe Burrow did his thing, right?
Right. He shouldn't go
there. He did his thing. And if you're that guy, then you're going to be able to turn that place around. If you're that guy, you're going to be able to impact the culture. Because you're the quarterback. It's there for you to do it. If you are the quarterback and you have that type of personality and leadership, you will affect the culture. Now, if you're not that guy, it doesn't mean you can't win because maybe there's another person in the locker room, right? A linebacker or some veteran superstar who drives the culture. That's fine. Maybe the coach. But ideally, it's the quarterback. And if you're that guy, you're going to step in there and change things. And so that must be stated when you talk about this. Now, I will say this, Rob. Zach Wilson, I saw a little bit of him. I'm not going to act like I've been devouring tape on Zach Wilson. But I've seen a little bit of him and obviously read a lot and heard a lot of people talking about him. He seems, they say he's, you know, the guy that'll try any pass and a bit reckless. You know who that sounds like?
Brett
Sam
Favre?
Darnold.
Oh.
Well, yeah, Favre too. But Sam Darnold, Rob, at USC was like that. He threw picks. He tried, you know, impossible throws. He was careless, reckless, and he was outstanding at times too, obviously. He was a number three pick. But remember, Rob, now everybody's down on Darnold, right? Yep. What were they saying about him 3-4 years ago? Going to be awesome.
Yep. Even TJ Houshmandzadeh, Chris, who worked out with him and could do nothing but rave about the guy. He's an all-pro wide receiver in the yep. NFL, played a long time. I would say he knows a little something about catching footballs from somebody, right? And whether they got it or not, he was
absolutely
all in.
Absolutely. So it's interesting, Rob. I wonder, and again, I haven't seen them enough to really know it, but are they drafting another Sam Darnold? And I'm not even saying this like another guy that's going to fail, because I do still think the verdict's out on Darnold. I mean, obviously it hasn't been a great start, but he has some things working against him. We'll see what he does in his new place. But are they drafting another Sam Darnold? It's possible, right? Because Darnold, nobody was more touted than Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you just, it, like I said, you just don't know. And then you just brought up the other point that I think is fair and is accurate. You don't have as long as a leash, Chris, as you used to have in this league.
Right.
You just don't.
You weren't even always expected to start your first year, right? In a lot of cases.
No, a lot of cases. We told that. We always talk about Aaron Rodgers, Chris. 3 years. Can you imagine right. nowadays a guy of his talent didn't play for 3 years? Can you imagine right. he sat there?
He'd be labeled a bust.
Right.
What were they thinking?
3 years.
You got Brett Favre.
Yep.
For here's Peyton Manning. First year, Rob, 26 touchdowns, 28 picks.
Yep.
Led the league. Now, his second and third years, he made the Pro Bowl.
Oh,
26
touchdowns.
Yeah. Second and third years, he threw for over 4,000 yards both years. Second year, 26 touchdowns, 15 picks, which today people might roll their eyes at, right?
Well, that's a lot of picks. No.
Right. And then his third year, he led the league in yardage and touchdowns with 33, but still had 15 picks. Fourth year, 26 touchdowns, 23 picks.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
They threw a lot more picks back then.
But the thing is, Chris, if you look at Jameis Winston's first 5 years or 4 years, I think he had less picks than Manning.
No, I wouldn't doubt it.
If you look at the number, because Manning had a lot. You just said it. Even in his fourth right. year, he jumped back up into the 20s, right?
But you know,
that would have gotten out of his system.
Right. You just can't compare, you know, the numbers without the context. Because you can look up Hall of Famers who had tons of picks. I mean, not even just Brett Favre. You know this. Because you could hit the quarterback. You had to worry about getting clocked. Receivers had to worry about getting clocked. You know what I mean? It was a different game. And so it doesn't mean these dudes are better, even though they're really good nowadays. But it was just a whole different game. And so the numbers, for all you youngins out there that's going to look up Terry Bradshaw and say, what?
He wasn't
all that. Right. Remember the guy was saying Ryan Fitzpatrick has more touchdowns than Troy Aikman?
Yep.
It's a different game, man. Different game. All right. Anyway, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're throwing it out to you guys. If Zach Wilson is as good as they say, should it matter if he ends up at a dysfunctional franchise like the New York Jets? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're throwing it out to you, 877-99 on Fox. If Zach Wilson is really that guy, should it matter that he's going to the moribund New York Jets?
Jetropolitans.
Your turn to weigh in.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob? Hope you guys are having a blessed day, man.
Yes, sir.
We are, brother. Good to hear from you.
Of course. Hey, but 100%, man. I mean, if you look at why the Niners are such a big story this offseason, it's because they're one of those rare teams that are, you know, better than the rest of the top five teams that are usually there every year. You know, they're a Super Bowl, almost Super Bowl contending team, right? So, I could bet a whole bucket of rings with Rob right now that, you know, it doesn't matter what quarterback goes to the Niners. They will be more successful than whatever quarterback goes to the Jets, maybe even the Jaguars, I mean, if it's Trevor Lawrence. But not to say that that quarterback will be better just because they're with the Niners, but I truly think that the success of the team and who's around them is 100% going to affect them, just like Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You know what he's saying, though.
I get it, but you can be a quarterback on a really good team, and it's evident you aren't all that. Like, you're a game manager.
Very right.
And yet, you're winning more and you're having more success, but you may not be viewed as better than this other quarterback who doesn't win as much. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%. I agree with that. And that's why I'm a Niners fan. I hate the Mac Jones talk, even though I know Kyle can succeed with whoever, right? But, you know, and I like Robert Saleh, obviously. I think he'll be a good coach, but who knows? I mean, the whole franchise is pretty dysfunctional. But, you know, you're right, 100%. You could be on a bad team and still look like, wow, this guy, if he was on the Niners, imagine what he'd do with him.
We saw Joe Burrows. The Bengals were terrible, but we know he can play, right?
Justin Herbert didn't win, but, yep. You know, much. Yeah, right.
But we know it. Hey, Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. My brother's behind the board. You're hitting the button too slow back there, Alex.
Hey, that's just right. For the record, that's Rob G.
Okay. I should have known, man. You're an angel on earth. My bad.
My guy, that's why I follow you.
Hey, Sean, did you hear my song about the people who complained about me blocking them?
Hey, Rob, I love this song, man. I don't know what Eddie's talking about, man. You hitting all the high notes like Mariah Carey, but I just hope I don't go under your block list after my take, bro.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Real quick, before I jump into that, Sergio, man, outside of one Super Bowl winning season with your man Shanahan, what else has he done out there besides get y'all top five picks? Come on,
thank
bro.
You. I know.
Let's stop talking that Northern California horn, man. We out here, but come on now, bro. Now for Rob, come on, man. You told us to do a little research on the Jets. I did a little research, bro. In the last 10 years, they haven't finished with above a .500 record. And three different head coaches, man, they've run guys like Geno Smith, top 20 pick. Guys like your boy Sam Darnold, top 5 pick. They've run them all the way to the ground, man. And before that, Vinny Testaverde, man. Come on, what happened to all these guys' careers? Poor management.
Hold on, but you skipped the Mark Sanchez years. I mean, how did you skip that?
Rex Ryan years, really.
My bad. Right. I forgot about the legend Mark Sanchez and the Hall of Famer he turned out to become.
No, but they went to two AFC championship games. Don't act like they didn't go.
And that was almost 20 years ago,
would call
Big Rob.
The Rex Ryan years, Rob. Not
okay,
the Mark
but
Sanchez.
Well, he won 4 road playoff games. Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm going to give you some props, though, Rob. There's 2 minutes, 18 seconds left in the Warriors-Wizards game. Steph Curry, 14 points.
What?
Yeah. I'll give you your props. he's out there, and it's a close game. It's 108-107, so he may end up with more. But he'll probably, I'm sure you'll win the bet, I would think, unless they go to overtime.
Wow.
So congrats. That sizzler
wings
card I was going to send to Gascon, I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
Wings, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I'll have some. Instead, I'll get the shrimp. I'll get the lobster instead of the wings. That's all. Same price, Chris. The wings were going to cost you $50. The lobster will cost you $50.
$50? $50 wings?
Right. Let's squeeze in
Steph
one more.
Steph for three. Nope. Missed it.
All right. Andre, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys? Evening. Thanks for taking the call.
How are you?
What's up, Andre?
I'm doing well. Even though I believe the Jets with Salah, the hire of Salah, they're moving in the right direction. With Zach Wilson, I think people are basing all this hype on the athleticism. You know, the cannon he has for him, arm, and this whole Mormon Mahomes phenomenon. But he doesn't have the refined skill that you see playing in big games, being a top prospect that these other guys, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, namely, have. And so if he does, it's almost a lock he's going to go to the Jets, but if he were to fall maybe to a franchise like the Detroit Lions, you know, or a team, or maybe the Denver Broncos, a team that is in transition and does not have an established culture, I think he has the biggest probability of being a bust just because everyone is so enamored by the athleticism, and we haven't really seen the finished product with him.
Nah, that seems good. I mean, that's a solid take. I mean, like Rob, like you said, somebody – Maybe all of these dudes are going to be bust or mediocre. And it's going to be interesting to look back at this. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
When you
this
think
year
about.
Especially, yeah.
Because usually, I mean, it could be the first four picks could be quarterbacks.
Yeah. It definitely would be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yep.
And who really, you know, going to Jacksonville might not be their first time NFL coach. Right? I don't know, Chris.
Yep.
They haven't been able to win, and I know they're trying to put pieces together. This is going to be different. He might lose more games in the first month of playing in the NFL than he did his whole college career. I mean, that's
right.
That
I bet
really
he didn't lose
happen.
Many in high school either.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NFL scout and now the GM for Our Lads NFL Scouting. We welcome in Dan Shonka. Dan, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Thank you very much, guys. Great being with you this evening.
Great to have you on, and obviously we want to talk NFL draft. I'm going to put it right to you. Outside of Trevor Lawrence, who's the best quarterback in this draft? And if you don't think it's Lawrence, then tell me who that is.
No, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to say that I'm in that band group that likes Trevor Lawrence at number one. But I will say this: we're a little different, guys, on the second quarterback, and our favorite, and with a lot of film study, is Mac Jones. And the reason is I've been looking at quarterbacks now actually evaluating for several teams for years, and the thing you're looking at is that quick synapse from your brain to your hand, getting that ball out, and then your accuracy, ball placement, and those things. I mean, he's not the athlete some of the other guys are, but he's certainly that accuracy and ball placement kind of separates him with the other guys.
Let me ask you, I'm one of these draft skeptics. I think it's a crapshoot. I think it's like 50-50. I see a lot of flops and a lot of people proclaiming people going to be great. Give me the best player that you ever found, you know, that maybe other people didn't think, and then give me the one that you missed on. It could be a quarterback or something that you thought was going to be, you know, this next guy, and he bombed out, or vice versa. I would love to hear both of yours during your scouting career.
Okay. Well, my probably biggest find, I was the only scout that wrote him, was Kurt Warner. And
that's a big one right there, right?
And the reason I know that I was the only one to write him, because I tried to get him into the combine. I was with the National Football Scouting then, and my boss, Duke Babb at the time, he said, Dan, nobody's ever heard of this guy. Let me call around to the teams and see what kind of grades they got on him. Nobody had him graded. And I said, Duke, that's why we want to get him to combine, because he only played 1 year, you know, and he has to get, you know, be exposed to the guys, get exposed to the teams. And so anyway, Duke called around to Jack Butler, who was the head of Blesco at that time, and Jack said, hey, we don't have anybody that wrote him. Well, long story short, Green Bay signed him off my report, because they signed him as a free agent off my report, and brought him into camp and everything. And then San Diego later picked him up and off my report, because they were in National Football Scouting. But anyway, then, okay, the rest of it was all Kurt. I mean, he got his, you know, did his thing, went over to World Football League and all that, and he just, you know, he's a self-made guy. The guy that I missed that I really liked, and I made two actually trips up to Oregon, and I saw him play, I see it clear as day, against Oregon State, winning against Arizona State, and it was Joey Harrington.
Joey Harrington, who was drafted in Detroit by the Lions. I was in Detroit during then, yep.
And I thought, I really felt like Joey, I mean, Joey was smart. He had the strong arm. I saw him live. Every time I studied him, I said, man, that is what an NFL quarterback looks like. And anyway, he went to Detroit, and I thought being with Mariucci up there and everything would really – you know, help him, and hey, it just didn't work out for whatever reason.
You know what, real quick, if I remember correctly, his first game, him and Charles Rogers, you remember Charles Rogers from Michigan State?
Yep.
Charles Rogers caught two touchdowns from Joey Harrington in their debuts, if I remember correctly, or at least Charles Rogers' debut, maybe Joey's second year. And that was it. They never, you know what I mean? Like, to think that those two players never panned out. Yep.
Right. Well, I tell you, I always like following up on the guys, watching them, guys that I write up and things. And the thing is, Joey didn't seem to have the greatest luck up there either, because he had really good receivers, and the ball would, he'd throw a touchdown, then it got called back on a penalty, then he'd throw the ball again and bounce off a receiver's hands, get intercepted. I mean, it was just almost like clockwork that, you know, he just had a lot of stuff go against him. But anyway, that was probably my biggest miss, I guess you'd say.
Dan, you mentioned Kurt Warner. He played at Northern Iowa in college. Trey Lance getting a lot of love from North Dakota State. How big of a deal is it that obviously he didn't face, you know, big time college competition? You know, how much of a factor is that when he wasn't going against, you know, Clemson and Georgia and LSU and teams like that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, guys. I was very fortunate a year ago, because we're right here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which was close to Northern Iowa, in the Missouri Valley Conference. And anyway, I got a chance to see Trey a year ago live. And, gentlemen, he is a terrific football player now. I mean, this was out of the redshirt freshman, keep in mind. And he looked seasoned then. And, of course, he led North Dakota State to a national championship, didn't throw any interceptions. I mean, he's a man. He looked like a man playing with boys now. I mean, he could throw the deep pass. He could throw the outcuts. Warm-ups, he was outstanding. He's a very smart young man. I think it's all ahead of him. The only sticky wicket is he just doesn't have a big book of experience. But I think that, you know, if a team salts him, drafts him, salts him away a little bit, it works with him, he's just going to get better and better and better. And so of these five quarterbacks are going to go in maybe the top 10 picks, he may be the best 5 years down the road, but hey, we don't know that.
Who's the best player outside of quarterbacks? Who's going to be that first player drafted other than a quarterback?
I'll tell you what, guys. I mean, it's hard for me to get away from Kyle Pitts. He's just a tremendous athlete. You know, he's not your road grader blocker, but he screens off. And like I was reminded several times in draft meetings, well, we're not paying those wide receivers and flex tight ends to block. They got to be able to catch the ball and run down the seam. And, you know, and I'll tell you, Kyle Pitts, though, I mean, He could put him anywhere, align him. He's a multiple alignment guy. You put him out at wideout, put him in the slot, put him in the backfield, motion him out. He is a big-time weapon. I mean, he's not just a receiver, but he's a guy that's going to get you 12 to 14 touchdowns a year if he's in the right scheme. And the sticky wicket always is you got to be in the right scheme. They got to be able to use you. Because I've seen, and you guys have too, you've seen teams draft a guy and they don't use him. And you wonder, well, why'd you even draft that guy? But if Pitts goes to the right team with a coordinator with imagination, it's unlimited what he can do.
Is there – who's a sleeper, like a guy that not many people are talking about that you think will surprise people and become a really good player a few years down the line?
Well, there's a guy that I really loved out at the University of Iowa. His name's Brandon Smith. He's a big receiver. He's originally from Mississippi. That's where he grew up and everything. But he came up to the University of Iowa, and Iowa doesn't throw the ball a ton. They run the ball, basically, Kurt Ferentz and his staff there. But I think Brandon Smith is going to be a great receiver in this league. He's about 6'2 and change, about 225. He's very athletic. He's not a burner speed-wise, but, I mean, he's that kind of guy that will dig it out over the middle. He'll lay out for the ball anywhere. He can sky for the ball, pluck it with both hands, and he's a tough guy, and he may not go to say the fourth, fifth round, but I really think he's going to be a really good player.
All right, thanks. That's so Dan Shanka, former NFL scout, GM for Our Lads NFL Scouting. Great stuff, Dan. We appreciate it.
You bet, you guys. Great being with you. I really appreciate it. Thanks a million.
Yep. See you. All right, keep it locked. Our Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, a little controversy today. Of course, yesterday we talked about the guilty verdicts on all three charges of Derek Chauvin for murdering George Floyd. And the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders owner, Mark Davis, he tweeted out a tweet. It said, "I can breathe 4/20/21, which obviously was yesterday's date.
So he runs their social. He runs it. He's the guy.
Well, he approved it, I guess.
Okay.
As the owner of the team. And of course, you know, George, the I Can't Breathe kind of became, you know, has been a rallying cry now for a while, actually, with some of these deaths of unarmed African-Americans at the hand of police. Started with Eric Garner in New York.
Over some Lucy's.
Right, right. And George Floyd told officers that about more than 20 times. And some people took offense that Davis tweeted that, and now he didn't shoot back, but he just defended his tweet and said he meant no disrespect to George Floyd's family or to anybody. And he actually said he took the lead. He kind of got the idea, so to speak, from Floyd's brother, Phil Anise. I hope I said that right, Phil Anise. And Phil Anise had said this following the verdict: "Today, we are able to breathe again." And that was what Davis said led him to put out the "I Can Breathe" tweet. And then, I mean, LeBron was one of the players. Several other athletes came out and were critical, and other people. But Phil Anise released a statement thanking the Las Vegas Raiders for their support. And so he was very, you know, happy with the tweet. He issued this statement and expressed his gratitude and all that to the Raiders for what they did. I'll say this. I didn't know. Some people were offended because policemen began using the phrase "I can breathe." Supporters of the police used that phrase in New York to support the police after the death of Eric Garner. So I didn't even know that. But just seeing the tweet, "I can breathe," it didn't offend me at all. I understood because I knew what Floyd's brother had said, And I had no issue with it whatsoever. And obviously, if George Floyd's family doesn't have an issue with it, then I think that settles it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really push back more than that. But it's a dicey situation. It just is, Chris, because you know this. You could write something or say something and you don't think it's going to offend anybody. And it does. If there's a group of people who could always be offended, you know what I mean? So it just is. I mean, so do I think that Davis went out of his way to such a controversial?
He'd be crazy.
Right. Yes, I just think that just couldn't be
in football where all your players are black, 70% of your players are black.
It just doesn't make sense, right? Like you would put yourself out there to put that out there to stir up something and get people worked up. You know what I mean? Like the perfect example is you heard from a former president yesterday, didn't you, Chris? After the verdict,
right.
But you didn't hear from the president who was the last president who was in office. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. You're better off leaving it alone sometimes. And sometimes you're going to say something.
You're going to say something stupid, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it made sense why we didn't hear anything, right?
Right.
Leave it alone because it's going to be bad no matter what you say. And in Davis's case, I don't think there was malice involved, Chris. I don't. But I could see where some people who go back, who know the whole story or offended by the people saying it in New York for Eric Garner would be like, what? That's what they were saying. So they could connect to that, but most people didn't know it.
Right. And I think we have to get back to looking at intent and intentions.
Intent
doesn't matter, right? If you harm somebody to such a degree and you didn't mean to, it doesn't matter.
Like that was Brett Favre's comments, Chris. Like, he didn't mean to kill. Well, Brett, what he did when someone's telling you that they can't breathe, you know, like, all day. Come on, man.
No, come on.
Come on. I just can't buy into that.
Yeah, he probably didn't mean to kill him.
He didn't go out there with the intent to, but he did.
But you did it, right. Absolutely. What you did, and you went above and beyond. Yeah, that no. But
I can't get with that. You know what I
mean?
No.
Not at all. That's like you said it perfectly. Intent at that point doesn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
Because you went way overboard. It was ridiculous, and you got what you deserved.
How many points did Steph Curry finish with?
I think he finished with 18.
18! I won! Where's my music?
We don't get music for winning this.
Yes.
You want music or Sizzler wings? One or the other.
I'm back in the black.
Or Sizzler wings. You probably the music, right? All right, couple. See you tomorrow. Peace.